Didn't think of them.
What about if it were something that were just bumping along and you were going this way with it? Think of a word for that. What about the word, I think maybe I used this already, that they turned Saul with?
Plow.
Alright, and do you have any different, recall any different kinds or anything about a plow?
Well, of course, there's harrows and that may come
in. And what was a harrow?
A harrow is a lot of blades pulled back of the horse or mule or whatever you might be using that turn the soil. And then the many different kind of plows, a subsoiler and a...
A what now?
Subsoiler. It gets down real deep.
I see.
And I don't know too many different kinds. But.
All right, now here the term, that thing that goes between the wheels, you said you thought it was called...
Axle. That should be.
And what about a... an arrangement that was made to two of them were put up and a board was across it and you had them, they were used to raise the boards up to saw them.
We call that a horse. But,
and what about if it went all the way like this and I think was made an X and the log or something was held in here and this kept it from slipping? Do you have a word for that?
I don't believe I recall what that is.
The word, if you have some lint on a coat, you take what and clean it off?
Clothes brush.
And for a long time ago, when they didn't have an electric razor, they had a straight razor, and they had a thing that they used.
They called it a strop or a strap is what I would call it. I don't know why it was... But I did hear a strop. I don't know why. That, I believe, was mispronounced.
Well, that's the way, and that is the spelling.
S-T-R-O-P. It could be, but because I have heard that.
Yes, I remember that time, too. Mm-hmm. And the powder and lead that goes to make the thing that you put into a rifle or a revolver.
Gunpowder.
When it's made into a little thing like
that. Bullet.
And another, do you have any other word for that? That seems to me a shell.
Shell.
Had to do with the shotgun.
Yes.
What about if it were the little revolver or a...
let's see.
What else?
Bullet.
A rifle, apparently.
Bullet is
bullet. Right. Uh-huh. All right. You ever hear cartridge used?
Yes,
for bullet.
Sure. That's, I just didn't think of
right. That. All right, and this little toy that's a plank or a piece of wood and has something fixed here and a child sits on each end.
Seesaw.
Seesaw. You ever call any other words for that?
I believe that's what we call it.
Well, that's what the only word I know, but they have many variations existed here. Teeter-totter.
Well, I would...
You would know what it was.
It, but we did have something low, too, that you'd stand on and bounce up and down. I was trying to think of that name the other day. Now, that might be more of a teeter-totter to me,
perhaps,
but we didn't call it that.
Right. Yeah, what about a... Now, that must be what this is. A limber plank suspended at both ends.
No, suspended it. Oh, now that was a joggling board.
Yeah, right.
My husband has got one. We have just removed it because one of the grandchildren broke the thing. But now his mother and father had joggling board always out in their yard. I'd never known of that, but I
never
knew
that one either. Well, it's a
story. He had it made because he was just sentimental about the idea of a joggling
board.
Well,
that's sort of an ancestor of the... that big thing that the kids jump on now, trampoline. It must have been an ancestor
it
trampoline.
It wasn't near that
no,
limber.
They didn't.
You were supposed to just sit on them because...